you gonna do?
I have been informed that the coaches are having a meeting about improving security, for example, having three police officers from now on at all games, having one entry point to the park, everyone having to be subjected to a search for metal detection with a wand, and bags have to be cleared or will be searched.
This is Mayor Heather Lindsay talking during the Milton X, the executive committee meeting about enhanced football security following the events at the Bellevue Park during the football game there last Saturday. Of course, this is something that we've all been talking about all week with all of our law enforcement partners as well. And joining us now, we have the Pensacola Police Department Public Information Officer, Mike Wood. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Thank you. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. You know, you guys put out an announcement earlier this week that there will be enhanced security at the football games. I just talked to Wes Moreno, the administrator for Escambia County, last hour. He said all things are being considered, including, you know, metal detectors, wands, controlling the perimeter, you know, all of that stuff. And, you know, he said there's challenges with all of this. But from your perspective, what is being done to make sure that football games are safe for the public to attend this weekend?
Well, yeah, like you said, like you mentioned, we're going to increase our officers there, plain clothes and uniform. And, you know, it's a shame that that has to be done, but that's the world that we live in sometimes. And a ballpark or a sporting event is a place for families to go and have a good time and not worry about things like that. And we're going to do our best to keep everybody that attends those events as safe as possible.
You know, one of the things that Wes had brought up is, for example, that, you know, putting in a metal detector seems like a good idea. But what if people have, you know, lawful concealed carry, and then somebody had texted, which is, that can be a challenge. But then somebody had texted me and said, I thought you couldn't carry concealed at a sporting event. And as I understand the law, I looked it up this morning, but you correct me if I've got it wrong. You can't take a gun to a school, obviously. You can't take it to a school sporting event or a professional sporting event, but you can, because this is neither school nor school property nor professional at a, you know, something like this, it would be allowed. Is that accurate, typically?
Yeah, that's accurate. These are city and county parks, so they don't fall in line with the school property and things of that sort. So, yeah, you're right on that. They are allowed there if you have the proper permit.
And I know we're in a weird place where, you know, the recommendation of the public is, you know, hey, you know, if you got a carry permit, carry. But you guys have always said that you want citizens properly trained and licensed to be able to react to a problem wherever that problem is, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, how many times have we seen lately, a good guy with a gun stopped a bad guy with a gun? And a lot of times they're there before law enforcement can be there. So that's certainly something that we have no issue with.
You know, yesterday we got an alert that you guys were responding to a possible somebody who had jumped off of the 3 mile bridge at the hump. And I know you responded and had security vehicles out there, and the traffic mess was a nightmare. What do we know at this point? And can you maybe, I know people have been asking questions like, what are y'all doing out there and so forth, but can you maybe just talk about that for a minute? What happened or didn't happen and why?
Yeah, and it was right there at rush hour, so it was a mess. And we apologize for holding up traffic, but we did get a call that a person supposedly jumped off the area at the hump, and so we had to go investigate. And the first thing that we're going to do is get on that bridge in the area where the caller said the person may have jumped. We're going to stop our vehicles, and we're going to immediately go and look over the side of the bridge in multiple locations to see if we can find a person floating in the water. That's why the emergency vehicles are on the bridge. We had some questions yesterday about, you know, if they jump, then why are you parking on the bridge? And that's why. We've got to stop and see what we can see from above. And once we don't see anything there, we eventually move the vehicles off the bridge and let the boats. There were several boats in the water yesterday, as well as a helicopter from FWC. So okay. Once we get all those in place, then we get the vehicles off the bridge.
And that's what I was going to ask is, I know Escambia Sheriff's Office has water vehicles. Obviously, Fish and Wildlife has rescue has water vehicles. By my remembrance, and correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think PPD has a boat per se, but you have access to resources when the time comes, and even a helicopter, as you said, right?
Yeah, the Pensacola Fire Department does have a boat, but again, it just takes a phone call. You know, the Coast Guard is right close by, FWC is close by, and most of the time they already have boats in the water. It just takes a few minutes for them to get over there.
But it's time. It takes time to get boats in the vicinity, whereas, you know, pulling an emergency vehicle over on the side of the Three Mile Bridge and looking over the side is a much faster response, right?
Yeah, that's something we have to do. I mean, if you think about it, that makes the most sense, is to get to the scene as quickly as possible and look over the bridge and see if it was, you know, something. You know, we've had people jump off that bridge before just for the fun of it, and they're trying to make it or swim to the closest beach. So that's what we want to do first, and then we will get our vehicles off that bridge and clear it as fast as we can.
And so yesterday, were you able to verify whether it had actually happened or if it was a fraudulent call? Or, I mean, do we know any resolution about what happened yesterday?
Well, we couldn't confirm that somebody jumped, nor could we confirm it was fraudulent. I mean, it could have been something that somebody thought they saw,
yeah,
and they called it in. We only had one call, so if you have somebody jump off that bridge in the middle of rush hour, we're probably going to have multiple calls.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, well, you know, like sometimes happens, you just, you know, not quite sure. I guess, though, at this point, you're thinking it's not likely is probably the conclusion at this point, but you can't be sure.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, what we would do from this point and what we are doing from that point is if somebody gets reported missing to us, you know, we have a description of the individual that supposedly jumped. If somebody gets reported missing to us, then we take the next step.
All right. Very good. Anything else happening this week? Any other events or incidents that we need to know about?
No, again, and you know, I know you get tired of me saying this, but it's been uneventful, and we're glad to be able to say that in the city of Pensacola.
Hey, that's my favorite word for law enforcement to have. Last thing we always like to do is have a cop myth or question, and I have been recently rewatching all the Lethal Weapon movies because I'm a good American, and and in one of the movies, I think it was Lethal Weapon 1, Sergeant Murtaugh, you know, Danny Glover, is talking to the kids. They're sitting on a fire truck after the house blows up, and he's talking to the kid about his gun, and this is the clip, and I'm going to get you react to this.
Is that a real gun?
Yes, this is a real gun.
Do you kill people?
No, if some guy's hurting someone, I try to shoot him in the leg or something, just to stop him.
All right, so there you go. That's the cop myth question. Shooting the suspect in the leg just to disable them so you can question them later. Feasible or not feasible, Mike Wood?
No. We're not saying that way. And, you know, I've seen that movie 100 times. I don't remember that part. But, that's not how we do it. That's not how we're trained. We're trained to stop the person as quickly as possible and to make the shot as accurate as we can. And the biggest part of the body is center mass. And that's where we are trained to fire our weapons. And we fire those weapons until the threat has stopped or is down.
And so if, you know, you're responding to somebody where, you know, any use of a gun is putting somebody's life in jeopardy. And so you're authorized to take the shot to kill them if need be. And a great way to miss somebody is to shoot at their leg, right?
Yeah, and to have that round go someplace where it doesn't need to go and possibly hit somebody else. So center mass is the place where we're going to fire weapons.
Very good. Well, that's why I appreciate asking. I always appreciate the answer on the cop myths or why do they do that. Mike Wood, he is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. As always, sir, thank you for the time. Thanks for explaining the things that y'all do, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.